Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thinking about Pennsylvania, and I mentioned to you earlier, there was a story about how a lot of Americans now can't afford summer vacation. The economy is still going to be the number one issue going into this, without a doubt. I mean, it's absolutely going to be the biggest issue. But to think, here we are, it's summer, it's July. I hope you had a great 4th of July, by the way. I hope you had a great Independence Day. And that there are Americans who cannot afford something that we all did as kids. And we took our family on a vacation last week to the Adirondacks. We stayed at a little house on a river. It was very affordable, and I'm lucky we're able to do it. But just think about how many people can't and how depressing that's got to be because of the state of the economy. I don't know. I just, it's summertime and usually people are turned off from politics, but people are paying attention in a very, very big way. And when you've got a story like that from Newsweek, Americans can no longer afford a summer vacation. It was written by Julia Carbonaro. And what she writes here is, a significant number of Americans have given up going on vacation this summer due to the high cost of living. 44% of respondents to a survey conducted by Redfield and Wilson Strategies said they won't be traveling anywhere in the next 3 months, with a majority, 53%, saying they would have gone on vacation had the cost of living been cheaper. According to those who intend to travel abroad, it's only 17%, domestically about 29%, or both. A majority had said their plans had been affected by the high cost of living, 55%. So they're now traveling to a cheaper destination than they would have otherwise visited. 45% said they're using a cheaper way of transportation. 30% said they're staying in a cheaper accommodation. Gen Xers were most likely to say they would have gone on vacation if it was cheaper, followed by millennials and then boomers and Gen Zers. Now, I'm a Gen Xer, and I can tell you that for a lot of us, we have kids, and we like to do summer vacation with them. The fact that you got to pull back on that is a damn shame. But it's because of inflation. Inflation is now much lower than its June peak of 9.1%, Newsweek says. But do you feel that? I mean, I don't feel that it's cheaper. I don't think it's pulled back. That's the thing. I mean, they could tell us that the inflation numbers are down. I don't think there's a single person out there who actually is celebrating that, because I don't think it's real. I think it's a lie. I think it's another, we say liars can figure and figures can lie. And I think it's a lie. Or certainly if it has gone down, it has not gone down in a way that you and I can actually feel the noticeable difference. We're going, wow, I've got more money in my pocket now. I feel so much better. These grocery store prices are much lower now. Because you still would need about a 10% raise just to get even to where you were in January of 2021. Remember, I always tell you, people don't care about January the 6th. They don't. Democrats do. It's their high holy day. the high holy day of the left, January 6, 2021. But most people care about January 7th, 8th, 9th, 21st, 22nd. That's when they were doing very well economically. And that's the beginning of the end of how they would be doing very well economically as Joe Biden would take the White House. And yeah, you would need about a 10% salary increase just to be where you were in January of 2021. It's funny, right? Every time the Democrats remind people about January 6th, I keep thinking they're reminding them about the good old days of January of 2021 when they had money in their pockets, when they didn't have to give up summer vacation, when this was not a choice to be made. I mean, you always hear the talking point, and it's kind of a lame one of a people shouldn't have to choose between medicine and food. Well, that's true. But nowadays, there's so many government programs to help out with that, but there is no government program for vacation. Yeah, if you can't afford your drugs, there's usually a government program in Medicare Part D, and you got, you know, there's states have all kinds of different things. If you can't afford food, there's food stamps, a SNAP program. There's no vacation voucher the government gives you to go take your kids on a summer beach day. So it literally is something people have to cut out. And that is such a damn shame, because I keep thinking that summer vacations are some of the best moments in life. They really are. I mean, just this past week, you know, jumping off the dock, we're on the, my wife grew up in Tupper Lake, New York, which is in the Adirondacks, and we're right on the Racket River. My kids are jumping off into the flow where the river meets the lake, and they're having a great time and making memories with them, fishing. My daughter's, Claire, was a beast on the dock catching fish, fish after fish. She just got the magic touch. And even Reagan got into the action, too. Now, her method of catching fish was to just start screaming at them, and they would just jump into the bucket, terrified. You know, where's this beast on the dock? But we had a great time and great memories. And, you know, we'll go to the shore at the end of August, like we do every year, take the kids to Cape May. I can't imagine not doing that, and we're fortunate that we can. It breaks my heart to think that Americans have to give that up. But it really probably makes people who have to give it up particularly angry, feeling like they can't give their kids what was a staple of their childhood. You know, parents always say this, and it's true. You always want to give your kids more than what you had. And that's every parent's dream, that I can give my kids even a better life than I had growing up. And I had a great life growing up. But my dad was a cop, so we didn't have a ton of cash. We would stay at these little bungalows on the Jersey Shore, and we'd go for a week. That was great. Fantastic summer memories. We go to the boardwalk for a night, probably just one night because it was so expensive even back then, but nothing like it is today. And also because my dad hates crowds, so that was part of it too. And we were little kids, you know. But if you're in that, if you're a person who, like, your kids' friends are all saying, hey, you know, so Johnny and Tommy went down to the shore and they have a shore house and they went to visit their friend. And like, well, this year we're not going on summer vacation. That's a bummer. Now, maybe you're not someone who does that often. Maybe you belong to a pool or something and you just spend your summers locally. That's fine, too. But if you are making that conscious choice, that's one thing. If you had planned to go on a vacation or it was always something you did, but now you can't, that's not where you want to be as a parent. As a parent, you start to feel guilty about that. And that guilt that you feel as a parent isn't your fault. It's Joe Biden's fault. I mean, it's Joe Biden's fault. And I have a hard time believing that those same parents are just going to shrug this November and be like, ah, what are you going to do? So the kids missed out on summer vacation. No big deal. No big whoop. Quote from Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate, who said life has gotten a lot more expensive in recent years, which is why so many people are struggling to afford vacations. For example, a collection of common household expenses costs about 20% more now than it did in early 2022. With so many people spending so much more for housing, food, gas, and other essentials, there's less money to go around for other things such as travel. Higher interest rates have pinched buying power as well, especially for the roughly half of credit card holders who carry debt month to month at an average rate of 20.71%. Credit card debt is easy to get into and hard to get out of. The survey's findings are backed by previous surveys, which concluded that many Americans can't afford to go on vacation this year. There's a company that analyzes global travel data found that 19% of the Americans surveyed thought their dream trip was not affordable in the last quarter of 2024, and they were reconsidering their plans. 43% said it was financially challenging. And it's been nothing like they've ever seen before. And a majority of Americans have made changes to their travel plans throughout the year. So, for example, there were a lot of people who were planning on going away someplace far away, and they've scrapped that. For some people, the trip, they're going to do a week. They just did a long weekend. Little things like that. It's a bummer. But it's something that's going to backfire on the Democrats this November, no doubt about it. Because there's nothing you hate more than not being able to deliver for your kids. Now, look, like I said, I mean, if you're the mindset of, well, we don't take vacations every summer, or we do it once every couple of years, or yeah, we got a pool in the backyard, or whatever. Yeah, we belong to the community pool, and that's what we do. That's fine. Absolutely fine. But if your parents who make a tradition, like I had as a kid, our tradition was we spent a week at the Jersey Shore. It's what we did every summer, except for one, I think, because my parents took us to Disney World. But otherwise, it was the Jersey Shore every year. Every summer, every year. And my grandparents would come. And that was our thing. It's what we did. And we looked forward to it. And we made memories. And every year, you know, you look back in the pictures now, and you see the progression as we grew up. And it's just part of my childhood. And I want to give that to my kids. I want to do that for my children, too. I want to be able to give them that, because my parents did it for me, so I want to do it for them. And the memories we made, because, you know, you go away for a week, and it's a week's vacation. It's like somebody asked me on Twitter, you know, when am I coming back to work? Well, it's a week vacation, so I took the week off. And I'm taking another week in August to go away with the kids, too, because it's important to me to do this. It's very important to me. And look, I'm blessed and fortunate that I can do it. I really am. And there may come a day in this crazy industry where I can't. I'll deal with it then. But for the time now, I'm going to enjoy it and give them summer memories and ice cream and all of it. Donuts every day, because the rules don't apply on vacation. At least not rules of the waste. It's how I always lived. I'm not saying it's good. Just saying that's how we roll. But I would be really heartbroken if I couldn't do that, because my parents did it for me. And as a parent, you always want to try to do better than your parents did for you. That's just one of those things. You always want to give your kids a better life than you had. And I had a great life growing up. You know, my dad had to stretch the dollar a lot of times. But we did, you know, and we had great memories. But man, if I'm looking at this and I'm in that group of people that can't do it, can't go on vacation, I'm feeling upset and I'm angry. I'm angry right now that this economy has cost me something very, very personal and very sentimental. Like, it's one thing if you got to cut out something from the grocery store. Like, well, you know, we can't get the Parmigiano Reggiano because it's too expensive right now, so we're just going to do the can of the Kraft grated cheese. I don't know. It's like that doesn't matter as much. I mean, only true gourmands would be really, really depressed by that. Or if you got to make other choices, you know, I got to go with a cheaper brand of pasta or something like that. Like, all right, you know, you deal with it, you live with it. But if you got to cut something out like that, which is a foundation of summer memories, and it also, for you, makes you feel like a great parent. Like, oh, look, I'm doing this for my kids. Feel really good about this. Yeah, that's not the same thing. You know, it's one thing you got to buy a cheaper car, but you still have a car. You know, you got to buy the frozen pizza because you can't afford to buy pizza at the local pizzeria shop. All right, well, you still got pizza. You don't have summer vacation. You don't have summer vacation. That doesn't mean you still can't give your kids a great summer. And so for a lot of parents who are not taking a vacation this summer, you know, their kids are in summer camps and, excuse me, they belong to a community pool or something like that. And they'll have a great summer. But if they don't make that choice, if that choice is taken away from them because of Joe Biden's economy, oh no, they're not going to forget that. They're not going to forget that. And they're not going to be happy about it. Like, I mean, sure, I know people that they love to do staycations with their kids. You know, they'll take off from work and they'll go to the pool every day, or they'll go and they'll do various day trips and things like that. That's fine. Absolutely fine. If that's your choice. If it's not your choice because it's something that was important to you and you did it, say, all the summers Trump was president, and he did it in 2021, and he did it in the summer of 2022, or actually in 2020, you probably couldn't because you were not allowed to go on vacation because of COVID. Like, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, wasn't letting people stay at the Jersey Shore in many respects. Or it was just so miserable, nobody bothered to do it because of all the lockdowns and nonsense. But let's say you did it in 2017 and you did it in 2018, 19. You skipped 2020 because of COVID. Or you went underground and did it, which is what we did. Or 2021, excuse me. And you did it, but then 2022 comes along. Hey, kind of getting by. 23, 24, you got to forego it. You're not going to forget that this November. It's a deeply personal sacrifice that you're giving something up like that. If you're going to ground beef because you can't afford Chuck Patties, you still got a burger. You know? If you're making pizza at home because you can't afford to take the kids out, you're still getting pizza. It's still, but it, there's a huge difference in losing out on that if it was important to you. And for some parents, I know the thought of ever taking their kids to a place like Disney, which, by the way, you're not missing anything. It is it's a crowded, chaotic, freaking mess, and it's super expensive. Don't forget, I had to pay $4.50 for an ice cube. But that's something they don't even let their kids think about. It's not even something where it's like, oh, yeah, maybe we can go to Disney in a few years. Nope, that's off the table. And maybe it's not just money, too. Maybe they don't want to deal with the wokeness of Disney. They don't want to pay for that. You know, I get that, too. But those are choices that people make. And as long as you make the choice yourself, that's fine. You feel good about it. If you were planning a Disney vacation and you were so excited about it and you can't pull the trigger because you can't afford it because of this guy, this president, this White House, because now everything's 20% higher, you're upset. Because the kids are going to be disappointed because you were planning on doing it. If you were planning on something and you can't bring it to them, you got to go back and then share the bad news. Like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm probably not going to be able to do it this year. And hopefully next year we can do it. So these are the things that I think matter to voters probably more than anything else. I really do. I think things like this hit home for people in a big way. They hit home and it's something that they see for themselves for real. And they also are dealing at the very same time of that, of dealing with, okay, well, all right, we'll make it fun. We'll do a staycation with the kids. We'll do day trips and we'll have a lot of fun. And every time they go out to lunch, they're like, I can't believe how expensive this is. I mean, even we went I stopped on the New York State Thruway driving up to the Adirondacks last Saturday when we left. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. We went to Chick-fil-A and Shake Shack. And I think for the five of us, we spent 75, 80 bucks. It was ridiculous, unbelievable. And I said to Bridget, I said, I'm really annoyed at myself that we didn't pack lunches. But we wanted a break to be able to let the kids run around and, you know, get out of the car. It's a 7-hour car ride. But I still wish I had brought lunch and then let them run around the rest stop because, I mean, supervised, obviously. I'm not going to, like, well, let them run around like, the truck area or anything like that. But just to stretch their legs, because I can't believe I spent that amount of money on food that was just like, eh, you know what I mean? Because it's never as good in the rest stop as it's going to be at Chick-fil-A, you know, like by your house. It's never as good. I don't care what anybody tells me. It's not. I don't care. And it's crowded and everything like this. And you go, wow. But again, I'm blessed that we could do it. I'm fortunate. I may not always be because I work in radio and there's a lot of changes in this industry, but I have a loyal audience and I know the Zeoli Army will back me wherever I go. So I feel pretty good about it. I don't stress about it. But I just think about people that can't do those things. And my heart breaks for them. Can't take the kids out. Can't go on vacation. Can't take the kids to the amusement park. Can't do those things that maybe I took for granted when I was a kid. I don't know. And I know my parents struggled. I know my parents, it was a stretch. Every dollar was a stretch, but they made it work. But sometimes now people can't. They just can't. You know, because everything is caught up to, and right now in Joe Biden's America, everything is more expensive. Everything. And they're putting money on credit cards. Credit card debt is at an all-time high. And they're charging things. Maybe they had to buy a new home. They just had to because their family's growing. They had to move, whatever it is. And they have a high interest rate mortgage and they can't. You know, every month is a struggle. You got stories like that. You can take Biden and Parkinson's off the table for a moment. You can take Gavin Newsom's hair off the table. You can do all, because if Gavin Newsom runs, all Trump has to do is just point out how expensive California is over and over again. And the absolute disaster that is California's economy under this guy. It doesn't matter how nice his hair is. And the economy is a disaster. So the economy is still going to be the big issue going into this campaign. No question about it. And you can't spin it. They can't spin it. They can spin Parkinson's doctors coming to the White House all they want, but they can't spin how Americans are feeling or if Americans are cutting back on something like family vacation. That's something they notice. They notice that big time. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He is the master of implant dentistry. Schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com. Frederick is in Philadelphia. How are you, Frederick?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad you got a chance to take a vacation this year.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't trust the left at all, and I've been saying for years that they won't allow him back in the White House. So what if he has a heart attack and dies in September and October? What happens at that point?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on a hypothetical of him getting a heart attack. I don't want to do that. It's bad karma, as they say. But I think what you have to really worry about is them cheating, doing everything they possibly can to keep Trump from winning. I'm not going to worry about his life being in danger, but I know other people are. I just don't like to entertain those thoughts. So that's me.
I hear you.
I trust the United States Secret Service will do a good job protecting him because they all want him to win. The Secret Service agents all want him to win. So I think they got his back.
Okay, well, like you said, they'll do just about anything to keep him out of the White House.
They certainly will. No doubt about it, and put nothing past these people. Frederick, thanks for the call, my friend. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. 855-839-1210. Listen, speaking of summer and vacation, don't count on summer heat to melt away that extra body fat because it doesn't work. But here's something that does work, and that's NJ Diet. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. No shots, no prepackaged meals, and no surgery. NJ Diet is fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by or available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Call njdiet.com. Do it today. Lose the weight for good with NJ Diet.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Oh, Scioli's back in town.
That's good.
I'm back, too. I was on vacation as well. So
how was your vacation?
Boy, plural. I didn't do anything. I literally did nothing.
Good.
Not a single thing. I watched Netflix. I read books. I feel like $1 million.
That's great. Good for you. I had to deal with my children fishing and jumping off the dock, and we went on a hike. That was brutal.
Oh, you don't like hikes?
Painful. Oh, there's a mile up and a mile down.
I love hikes. But I do agree with you. Vacations typically leave you more exhausted than when you started.
100%. And I haven't even got into the in-law factor. I have not even broached the in-law subject yet. But,
well, now I'm interested. You piqued my interest.
Yeah, let's just say it was a little bit tense at some moments because my in-laws and I don't see eye to eye politically. Most of them just don't talk about politics with me anymore, which I'm fine with because I'm on vacation. I don't want to talk politics while I'm up there. That's for sure. But there were also some tears, a lot of tears over Joe Biden. So when I got there on Saturday, remember the debate was Thursday. I did the show on Friday. We drove up early Saturday morning, and there were tears by the time we got there, and the alcohol was flowing, thank God. But it was, it was awkward. There were awkward moments, you know. And then as the pile-on was going on about Democrats calling on Biden to drop out of the race, I had to ask my in-laws just their own personal opinion, and the opinion was, he's got to go. I said, wow. All right.
That's a popular opinion, because I had dinner with a bunch of progressive friends. I guess it was Saturday night. And they were all in on Biden in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them saying they're not voting for Biden in 2024. I think more likely than not, they will just stay home. It seems like there is no passion on that side of the aisle at all for this upcoming presidential election.
Now, do they have a choice in who they'd like to replace him if they were to make a choice?
No, that's the other thing. It doesn't seem as though Democrats have anyone that they can plug in where people are going to get excited. Because they don't, at least this, again, this is a small sample size. It was six friends, including me, so five of them were I would consider progressive. They don't like Kamala Harris. There's not much love for Gavin Newsom. They do like Josh Shapiro. But realistically, I can't imagine they're going to thrust him, a first-term governor, into the White House.
Well, Susie Cool has a theory that it's going to be Kamala Harris and Josh Shapiro. I saw she tweeted that out while I was on vacation. Because I did jump in a little bit here and there to just check on tweets and things like that. You know what I mean? But
you have to.
But I noticed that when she tweeted that out, she's very confident in her prediction. Very confident that it's going to be Kamala Harris and Josh Shapiro as the ticket. So,
it's not a bad prediction.
I shared that prediction with Dana Perino, because over the weekend, Dana was texting me. She was asking for my thoughts on Pennsylvania, which was very kind of her. And I gave her my thoughts. And I said that was one of the popular opinions going around. And so I said the Democrats are all playing nice because, you know, nobody wants to upset the apple cart right now until it's their time. Like John Fetterman, for example, Fetterperson. And he was out. He's out there defending Joe Biden again, right? He's all in on defending Biden.
Yeah,
Fetterperson.
CNN. I was surprised.
I think he was on America's Newsroom with Dana today. I didn't watch it, but I think he was on there. She said he was coming on. But so this is here's John Fetterperson. I don't like to bring gender into it, obviously. And it's a little bit of a long cut here. Remember, two things here. Yeah, Fetterman's like, oh, it didn't matter. My debate performance was terrible, and I still won. His debate performance was after early voting had already started, number one. Number two, he's not running for commander-in-chief. There's a big difference. Americans don't want to think that their commander-in-chief has lost it. The guy, they don't want. I mean, it's one thing if a senator has had a stroke. And by the way, people can recover from strokes. People at Joe Biden's age who have Parkinson's or have dementia or both, they don't. Unfortunately, they don't get better. Everybody knows that. If you have a loved one who's dealing with Alzheimer's, they don't get better. It's sad, but it is what it is. Whereas, you know, if you're a young guy like Fetterman and person and you have a stroke, the brain can heal. The brain can rebuild. The brain can do amazing things. But he's also not running for president. He doesn't have his finger on the button. He doesn't have the nuke codes. So it's a totally different scenario, I think. It's a completely different scenario. But here he is talking about campaigning with Biden, who was perfect and engaged. Cut 27.
And Biden in the wake of the CNN debate. And what that analysis kind of gets to, moving away from the polls, Senator, it gets to the questions and concerns surrounding President Biden still, his ability to continue running, win, and serve another 4 years. You were with the president during his stops in Pennsylvania yesterday. What did you see being with him?
Yeah, I actually spent the entire day with the president, and he was perfect. Whether it was in Philadelphia or whether it was in Harrisburg, at every single stop that we had, people were thrilled. I mean, people were thirsty to have their picture taken with the president. And he was crisp, and he was engaged, and the Harrisburg event, it was actually in the 90s, and he was crushing. He was just doing fine. It was like a perfect, normal kinds of Joe Biden that I've always seen. And he has to be really happy after that day, because whether we went, they're all great events.
Did he falter at all? Did your interaction with him bring you any pause?
No, not at all. Not at all. He was fully engaged, whether in private conversations that I had or publicly or interacting with the public anywhere at the point. He was just regular Joe, and that's the Joe that I recognize.
Well, that is the minority opinion. to say the least. That's the minority opinion. But look, Fetterperson's doing his job here. He's got to toe the party line. I think that's what this is all about. But here is David Axelrod, who is not BSing, unlike Fetterman. Axelrod knows what a disaster this is going to be. He knows that this is going to be something that isn't even close. And remember, Axelrod is an Obama guy. He got Obama elected twice. He and David Plouffe and the other guys on that podcast that I mentioned to you before I went on vacation called, what's the name of it again? It's,
Pod Save America.
Pod Save America. Thank you. It's who? It's Plouffe and it's the other guy and John Favreau, right?
Yeah, and John Lovett, I think. John, I forget what his name is.
Not John Lovitz, but...
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovett, yeah.
So it's Plouffe and it's the other guy. It's like the three tenors and the other guy. Pavarotti and the other guy.
Dan Pfeiffer as well.
Dan Pfeiffer, yeah, he's on there. All right, so here's Axelrod, and he was on CNN, and he's got no reason to lie about this. Cut number 13.
It's just there are certain immutable facts of life, and those were painfully obvious on that debate stage, and the president just doesn't seem to come to, he hasn't come to grips with it. He's not winning this race. He's more likely, if you just look at the data and talk to people around the country, political people around the country, it's more likely that he'll lose by a landslide than win narrowly this race.
More likely that he's going to lose in a landslide. Now, there's no way the Democrat elites are going to let that happen. That's what I keep saying. I'm going to keep saying it. They're not going to let that happen. Not going to let it happen because Trump is the one that gets in there. See, that's the other part. And I've mentioned this too, and I'm going to keep saying it. If this was an establishment hack Republican who was going to keep the war in Ukraine going and keep the military industrial complex happy and keep everybody fed in the swamp, in the deep state, in all the prestigious zip codes outside of our nation's capital, then they would not care. It would be fine. It would just be like the typical Republican that they're used to, who will give them war and give them other things and spend like a drunken sailor and all the other things, and they'd be okay with that. Oh, it's funny. I remember arguing with my liberal in-laws over George Bush's presidency on numerous occasions over things when he was in office. Now, they hate Trump so much, they're all like, well, can't you guys just get another George W. Bush? I keep thinking, so in their mind, the reasonable Republican is the guy who invaded a country that had never attacked us. But that's kind of the mindset, isn't it? You know, a reasonable Republican will keep America engaged in Ukraine as long as possible. And so if you're at the Capitol Grill and you're ordering fancy steaks and expensive bottles of wine and you one of your clients happens to be Boeing or Lockheed or whoever else, I mean, you know, you don't want to lose that steak dinner. You don't want to lose that. And if you're a lobbyist and you represent Big Pharma and you know Trump's going to shut down gain-of-function research, you don't want to risk that either. If it was going to be another hack Republican who was going to get in there and play the same old Washington game, imagine Mitch McConnell as a candidate, only more lucid, then it would be Joe's doing just fine. And they'd know he would lose, and they'd be like, all right, well, you know, we'll spend 4 years getting what we need in terms of the big things, and we'll battle over little things. Ideologically speaking, but we'll ramp up for 2028 and that won't be the end of the world. And they would switch their focus on trying to keep the Senate. They would essentially write Biden off, switch their focus to keeping the Senate and flipping the House. And they would invest all their money in that and Biden would lose. And that would just be the end of it. And then they'd spend 4 years railing against the Republican president who's giving them everything that they want. And that'd be the end of it. But Trump's not doing that. And that's why this is so mission critical for them. Biden is losing in every single swing state poll. It's not even an outlier situation here. He's losing in all of them. And the national polls are not any better since the debate. Trump's up 6. So when guys like Axelrod are saying it's going to be a landslide, he's speaking for all of them. I mean, he is. He's speaking for all the people that are worried about having to deal with Donald Trump and then losing out on the gravy train. And it's not about just spending in Washington. It's about who the money is spent on. That's the issue. It truly is. That's what it is. Here's a clip of Biden yelling today on Morning Joe. And see if, first let me play this. Biden was either identifying as a black woman or announcing that he is a black woman or he was a black woman. I'm not sure. But during that radio interview in Philadelphia, when he says he was the first vice president, first black woman to serve with a black president. I mean, that's a remarkable accomplishment for a guy, if you ask me. Cut 18.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman mm-hmm. to serve with a black president. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to be the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together there's nothing. Look, this is the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. It's the United States of America. And he was the first black woman to run with the first black president. I mean, that's pretty impressive if you ask me. But Gavin Newsom, not standing by, Gavin Newsom is watching intently and hoping that they look at his beautiful coif of hair and ignore his abysmal record as governor and pick him. So he comes to Pennsylvania, he comes to Bucks County, and he talks about Donald Trump. First of all, he accidentally endorsed him, which was kind of awkward, but let's start there, shall we? Cut 24. That's awkward. Here's Newsom in Bucks County saying Trump wants to roll back your rights. And as usual, it's the typical Democrat talking point about we have to save democracy. That's what's at stake this November. Forget the fact that Americans can't afford summer vacation like I talked about at the opening of this hour. Nah, it's about democracy. That's what people really care about. You know, the guy who can't, or the woman, the parents who have to cancel their summer plans or vacation plans because they can't afford it. No, what they're really worried about is democracy. That's what keeps them up at night. Cut 25.
This election fundamentally is about rolling back. If Donald Trump succeeds, God help us, we will roll back the last half century. It's America in reverse. They want to bring us back to a pre-1960s world, and you are the front lines of that opposition. You are the folks that can make sure that does not happen. Voting rights, civil rights, LGBTQ rights, women's rights, not just access to abortion, access to contraception. All of those things are on the ballot, Bucks County, and we are counting on you. America's counting on you. The world's counting on you. I'm counting on you. My four kids are counting on you. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for being here tomorrow. Thank you for being here on election day. We are going to save democracy and bring back Biden and Harris for four more years. Thank you all.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that if that's the message, it doesn't matter who the nominee is. They're going to lose. It doesn't matter if it's Newsom or somebody else. They're going to lose because that message is not resonating with people. Nobody really believes America is going to go back to pre-1960 America. I don't even know what the hell that means. I have no idea what he's talking about, but nobody really believes that. Because again, Trump already was president for 4 years and he didn't do those things then. So they don't buy it. They don't believe it. Now, he got very uncomfortable when he was asked if he would support Vice President Harris as a potential replacement. Now, if you watch this video, a friend of mine is a psychologist, and she watched it, and she sent me a text. She said, man, his body language, he is so obviously lying here based on the body language. And he's so uncomfortable having to even go down this road right now. And he doesn't want it to be Kamala Harris, obviously. He would want it to be him. But just this is awkward. Cut 26.
If Joe Biden was to drop out, would you support Vice President Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I don't even like playing in the hypotheticals because last night was about sort of locking down any doubt or ambiguity. And then we start running in different directions, zigging and zagging and all that kind of speculation. And that gets in the way of progress. It's exactly, and it's a legitimate question that I respect and appreciate it. But if you can appreciate my point of view, that it's very unhelpful. And it's exactly the question and answer that the Republican Party right now wants us to have. And that kind of two-way conversation, give and take, I'm not going to play into that. Joe Biden's our president. He said he's all in. I doubled down, said I'm all in. And not only that, I'm here with you to prove it.
You see, I'll tell you, they have to say these things. Like I told you earlier in the show, they have to act like business is normal. Joe Biden has to say he's running. They need to control this process. They have to say these things. But just because they say them doesn't make it true. Democrats lie a lot. So just because they're out there saying these things, suddenly now we believe them? Suddenly now we're going, wow, they said it. It must be true. Joe Biden's one of the biggest liars on planet Earth. And he's out there saying he's going to run. He's in this race. He's not going anywhere. And all these other, but Gavin Newsom's a gigantic liar. You believe him now? No. But they have to say these things because they have to control the process. And I outlined, and I'll do it again in the 5 o'clock hour, how exactly that will play out if they do that. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Got a lot more to cover with you. We're just getting warmed up. Yes, the absolute S show that was the White House press briefing today as Kamala Harris fights back the press corps who want to know, give us the details about this Parkinson's doctor who visited Joe Biden 10 times and it's public record on the White House visitor logs. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
By the way, Senator John Warner of Virginia is saying now is the time for conversations about the strongest path forward. And he is saying those things because right now in Virginia, it's a tie. So here's all the swing state polling averages. And by the way, I got to talk about the Supreme Court decision on immunity, how Jack Smith is not a special prosecutor, and how you can't take certain seashells home from the Jersey Shore. So I have a lot to cover besides all this Biden stuff. But it's local because Biden was in Philly again. Gavin Newsom was in Bucks County. All the eyes are on us, obviously. But just this is the Real Clear Politics swing state polling averages. All right, just swing states. I don't really care about national polls. Arizona, Trump up 5. Nevada, Trump up 5. Wisconsin, Trump up 2. Michigan, Trump up 1. Pennsylvania, Trump up 5. Virginia, Biden's at 2, but that is some of the most recent polls have actually showed the race tied. Georgia, Trump up 4. And Minnesota, Biden's up 3. Now, we don't need to win Minnesota, and I'm not really concerned because Republicans don't typically win Minnesota, so I don't lose sleep over that. Trump wins Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona, Nevada. He's president. So, and the no toss-up map has Trump winning 312 electoral votes to Biden's 226. That is what you call a landslide. David Axelrod is correct. Big Al's in Mullica Hill. Yes, Big Al. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Rick. I just want to blow something by you. I was talking to a lawyer friend, and he was telling me how Obama could possibly sneak back into the White House.
No.
Now, Okay, this is what he said. He said that they could put him in as vice president, as a running mate with Biden, okay? And when Biden can't perform the duties, then he would take over as president. He said, read the 22nd Amendment, okay? It says you can't be elected for a third time, but as a vice president, he wouldn't have been elected. Biden would be the one that was elected, and he would just be on
that
ticket.
He's not eligible to serve as president, though. So the 25th Amendment would override that.
22nd.
Right, but the 25th Amendment would override the 22nd in that sense, because Biden can't be president. Obama cannot be president. So he can't be vice president because he can't serve as president if he needed to.
Oh, okay.
So it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Barack Obama's, you don't have to worry about that. It's not going to be Barack Obama. So,
okay, because the Democrats have something up their sleeves.
They do.
They got something up their sleeves. I know it.
They do. All right. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. But, and, you know, the other Obama has said she has no interest in running again. So, but of course, what else would she say? Right? Now, the other thing, too, and this is amazing, is that Kamala Harris, who they're talking about, would be the nominee, because how do you get rid of Kamala Harris, right? She says this is probably the most significant election of her lifetime because Donald Trump intends to weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies. I'll play you the clip in the 5 o'clock hour, but that's amazing when you consider how weaponized the Department of Justice has been against Donald Trump. And Jack Smith is not a special prosecutor. Now, the Supreme Court ruled on presidential immunity, and as you can imagine, the left freaked out about it. The president can now start having SEAL Team 6 assassinate people, and on and on and on it goes. What the court's ruling about presidential immunity for official acts is exactly what I told you the court would rule. That's why on Monday when the decision came out, I tweeted out and said my prediction on presidential immunity holds. So no need to call into my own show today because Opelka was in. And I said, you know, if they ruled against that, I would call into the show. I didn't have to because I was right. And the key about this is that we're talking about criminal prosecution. The president does not have immunity from Congress. The president does not have immunity from impeachment. And presidents do enjoy, and they should enjoy, immunity from criminal prosecution. And that's what the court ruled. And, you know, speaking of Obama, he should take a nice deep breath of relief that they said that, because otherwise, theoretically, he could be tried for murder, indicted for murder for killing three Americans with Jones. Without due process. So, I mean, you know, he says they were terrorists. We'll let that come out in discovery after he's indicted and I've made my name for myself as a prosecutor or the United States attorney or U.S. attorney or attorney general. So that guy should have taken a big sigh of relief when the Supreme Court ruled presidents cannot be held criminally liable for their official acts as president. And then, of course, as I predicted, the court remanded it down to the lower court to further clarify official acts versus private acts. But Congress, there's no immunity for Congress. So that means that if the president does order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his political rivals and Congress impeaches him for it. Now, I know in Adam Schiff's convoluted theory, maybe it wasn't Schiff. No, it was Jamie Raskin. His theory is that if they were to impeach him, the president would order SEAL Team 6 to kill all the senators who would vote to convict him. I just don't see that happening. But again, maybe it's just lack of imagination on my part. I don't know. But given that, I told you what I would do on day one if I were president. At my first State of the Union address, I would murder the Speaker of the House right in front of everybody just to prove a point, like Al Capone in The Untouchables with a baseball bat. Beat the Speaker to death right on live TV and say, now come at me. What are you going to do? And drop the bat and just stare in the cameras. I think it would work out well. I think it would work out well for me. All right. We got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. We are going to stream on YouTube, Matt. Are we?
Yeah, we're set up and ready to go.
We'll stream on YouTube. I'm still rocking a t-shirt because I'm still in summer vacation mode. And it's also 117 degrees out. Not because of climate change, because of something we call summer. But anyway, 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.